happy Thursday to you. Welcome once again to Perspectives on WFSU-FM. I'm Tom Flanagan. So good to have you at the other end of the radio waves, the telephone line, the Twitter machine, the email device, and all the ways we have to communicate with each other nowadays. Telephone number 414-1234 in Tallahassee, outside of the immediate calling zone. It's 800-926-8809. Perspectives at WFSU.org is the address if you would like to communicate with us via email, and you are always encouraged to do that. You know, way back in the deep recesses of time, the year before the infamous Summer of Love, there was a little institution that was brought to be in the city of Tallahassee in the form of a two-year college. And that school's first president, a fellow by the name of Fred Turner, for whom TCC's Turner Auditorium is named. And he was in charge from 1965 until 1979, when Dr. Marm Harris took over the reins of the school. Dr. Turner, by the way, was back for a short term from 82 until 83. The school's third president from 83 until 1995, Dr. Jim Henson, is with us today on Perspectives. A long time, sir. It is so good to see you.
It is so good to be here.
We're going to get into some real TCC history today in the course of our discussion with President Henson. And also, after your term, sir, a gentleman with strong ties to not only TCC, but also Florida State University, and also the Florida Legislature. He became the school's fourth president from 95 through 2002. We welcome Dr. T.K. Wetherill. Good to see you too, sir.
Thank you. I'm like Jim. It's good to be here.
Yeah, no stranger to this building here, because you also kind of wandered from Apple Yard Drive down to College Avenue to become president of Florida State University there for a while. So this was your home stomping grounds for a bit.
Yeah, this is, and I was actually named president in this building, so I have fond memories of this building.
So good to see you, sir. Well, after that, a gentleman by the name of Dr. Bill Law took over the helm of TCC between 2002 and 2010, when he slipped on down to St. Pete. Now he is back in full force. Dr. Law, good to see you, sir.
Very good to be here with my colleagues. This is a good long stretch of TCC history.
Boy, that sure is. And after you left the presidency there and went down to St. Pete from 2010 until the president, Tallahassee Community College under the administrative leadership of Dr. Jim Murdaugh, and he joins us too. Good to have you on deck, sir.
Well, Tom, it's wonderful to be here and great company. Thank you for having us.
50 years, a golden anniversary for Tallahassee Community College. And if I start with you, Dr. Henson, when you had the reins of the school there, did that seem to be something that, oh, that is so far in the future, we are not even going to go there? You were just focused on the day-to-day administration. Or did you have that kind of glimmer looking ahead over the horizon, what this place was going to be like when we hit the golden anniversary mark?
Well, we certainly weren't thinking about 50 years at the time. When I came to TCC, we had less than 2,400 students.
That is incredible. What's the current enrollment out there, Dr. Jim?
A little over 14,000.
Making it the second largest educational institution here in Tallahassee, right behind Florida State University, a little bit more than FAMU at this point.
Yes.
Then. What were the big challenges back during your administration, sir?
Well, the big challenges were to leave the concept of just being a 13th and 14th grade and to become a genuine collegiate institution. And we certainly had the academics to do that, because the one thing that has been the hallmark of TCC through the years is quality in instruction through a great faculty. I'm greatly indebted to Dr. Fred Turner, because he assembled a marvelous faculty. The best teachers that were available in the local area were assembled by Dr. Turner to be the initial faculty of TCC, and there were some truly outstanding individuals in that group.
Well, throughout the growth period, there was also, you talked about the enrollment, but also when it came to the construction, the building of the current campus out there on Apple Yard Drive, TCC starting at Godby High School, of all places.
Yes.
with what, 700 students, I think, was the initial enrollment of this?
Almost 700, yeah.
A huge place. And but then you had the former Mabry Field. We talked about this before we went on the air, the fact that literally the school is built on top of an airport, if you want to put it that way. And the runways are still underneath some of the current thing out there. Dr. Weatherall, did you ever have any reason to look down and think, oh, my God, that looks like a runway underneath this building?
Well, I think we all inherited a great program from whoever came before. I know in my case, Jim built, I think, based on Fred Turner's reputation and work, built some great academic programs. So we were kind of lucky that we inherited the academic programs. What he didn't give us is the buildings. And so we had to go out and find the money mm-hmm. to do the buildings. And when you go back and read the history of TCC, at one point in time, one of the few mistakes Dr. Turner made was he advised the legislature that he didn't ever see a need for more than, I think, about 120 acres or whatever it is the original part was. So at some point in time, TCC could have actually had all of Mabry Field. So we had to acquire some land to build some buildings, to house some outstanding faculty and that. And I think that was probably one of the initial challenges we had. But when you've got a strong academic program, you know, the rest is fairly easy. And so the growth of the institution really began to take off at that point in time.
Well, from that campus on Apple Yard Drive, now satellite campuses, whether it's out along Highway 90, the Law Enforcement Academy. Dr. Law, down there on the coast, we're talking oysters. You got that facility, too, the expansion throughout the region, not just Leon County, but also Wakulla and Gadsden. A lot of that under your tenure.
Well, as TK was just mentioning, I think we were all lucky to inherit from those who came before us. And it's really a pretty interesting patchwork design of our separate skills. I know I could not have built the buildings as TK was able to do, and Jim put together the programs. My job was to grow the programs, but also then to be sure that the outlying communities felt part of the college. So we put some good energy and effort into the Law Enforcement Academy. It had moved to us from the school district, and we worked very hard with our friends down in Wakulla County to create a learning center down there to bring education closer to those folks and to make sure everybody felt good about the TCC in their community. And I think as I go through those counties today, I still feel really proud to see those facilities there.
Dr. Murdahl, you've got a lot of things on your plate as we head now into yet another era in TCC, but you can't do much without the fiscal resources behind it, and you are just coming off of an incredibly, surprisingly awesome fundraising campaign. It was supposed to be $10 million. It went well over that.
In excess of $13 million, Tom. Yeah, it was a wonderful campaign during which you really get a full measure of the love that the community feels for the college, the alumni that have gone on to do incredible things, that people forget they got their start at Tallahassee Community College. So yes, it was a wonderful campaign, very directed toward scholarships for students because, as you know, what colleges are famous for is access, providing access. And that's a mission that everybody in this room cherished when they were presidents, and I certainly cherish. So when you think about $9 million of that $13 million will go toward scholarships for students, and then other money is directed toward revolutionizing our classrooms and transforming the learning environments that students have. Yeah.
Dr. Hinson, during your time at TCC, it was during a period, as I can recall personally, that any kind of post-secondary instruction, certification, diploma was a great thing because so fewer people had access to higher education back in the day. So if you had a two-year degree from Tallahassee Community College, this was a very, very big thing. You didn't necessarily go into then a four-year institution from there. That was a great standalone degree. Times have kind of changed since your day, though, haven't they, in that regard?
Yes, they changed a good deal during my tenure there. We had very little relationship with the senior institutions, with FSU and FAMU at that time. And through my relationship with Dr. Bernie Slager, we established a very close relationship with FSU, and that stimulated the growth of the college a great deal. People all over the state got the idea that coming to TCC was a good avenue for becoming a junior in good standing at FSU.
And that has moved ahead. Certainly, Dr. Weatherill, through your tenure as well, that you were forging even more solid connections with the city's two four-year institutions.
Yeah, that's correct. We took Jim's idea and really kind of formalized it into a program we call partnerships. I think Jim has taken it, President Murtaugh has taken it a step further. We actually formalized a contract with FSU and FAMU that allowed students to actually take certain courses, and when they transferred in, which they would have done anyway as an AA student, but when they transferred in, for instance, to the School of Business, it took some prerequisites off the table, so they were able to progress along just as if they had been at, say, Florida State University. We also had Flagler College and some other private institutions come in and develop articulation programs with them that they could actually articulate in on the TCC campus or go to the main campus in St. Augustine or St. Peter, wherever they happen to be located. So the whole idea of an open door was still alive and well and doing well, but the access to the four-year degree without missing a beat and without incurring additional expense was a big draw. And I think that programs are still in place and doing well in most places.
We're talking to the four presidents of Tallahassee Community College following the first two gentlemen who sadly are no longer with us, celebrating 50 years of TCC here on WFSU's Perspectives. And we'd like to hear from you. 414-1234. Are you a proud TCC alum? We'd like to have your conversation as part of our proceedings today. It's 800-926-8809. If long distance, twixt you and us, and we shall be right back. To be called Tallahassee Junior College. Can you imagine that? But today, TCC, with a huge number of students as compared to the original 700 back in the day before the school even had a campus to call its own, has grown to more than 12,000 students enrolled, a gigantic part of the educational community, and the four gentlemen who squired the institution back from, oh my gosh, from 1983 until the present day are with us here on the WFSU's Perspectives. We are just so honored by their presence. Dr. Bill Law, you kind of withstood the siren song of the four-year institution back during your term. That seemed to be the hot thing that was going on in Florida, where all of the two-year institutions were then vying to become four-year. And you said, not us, and there are legitimate reasons for not going that direction.
Well, that's a very good insight. The public policy was not very well developed. St. Pete College had jumped out ahead of everybody else and had their own legislation. It was really hard to figure out what they were trying to accomplish and all of that. The effort with the board's direction was, let's find jobs for the people who are in town who have bachelor's degrees. We have two very fine baccalaureate degree granting institutions. And as I used to say in those days, the saddest day of the year in Tallahassee is the day when all those students pack their car and leave. You know, most communities would love to have thousands of well-educated baccalaureate students stay in their community to help grow that. So we put a good deal of our energy into the economic development part rather than replicate baccalaureate programs. When I went to St. Pete, we were on the other side of the fence. We needed all the baccalaureate degrees we could get. So
that train had left the station.
Yeah, it really did.
And Dr. Jim Murdaugh, you have an interesting challenge right now because the original concept, mission, if you will, of the two-year institution was kind of twofold. Number one, to as Presidents Hinton and Weatherall, Hinson and Weatherall had pushed to try to become feeder institutions for the four-year schools. But now there is additional pressure to become, I don't want to say a glorified jobs creator or training school for careers, which you have in abundance at TCC right now, but you also have pressure to become a legitimate liberal arts institution as well. How do you balance that out when everyone's saying, oh, you have to position students to have jobs immediately?
Well, it's exactly what you refer to. It's the balance. But it started years ago. I mean, certainly under Dr. Law, a little bit under Dr. Weatherall, the push, I think nationally, but to move beyond just transfer to upper division work. As you've heard, we have great faculty who produce students who transfer and do very, very well, as well as native students at our universities. But the push for us to also meet the needs of the workforce is something that has continued to grow. And I think we're going to continue to see it grow even more. So it's not a question of either or. It's a question of how do we remain relevant in the community? We remain relevant by meeting the needs of the community, not the needs that we want to meet, but the needs that employers tell us and the needs that the universities tell us in terms of the quality of the students we produce. So it's an expansion of the portfolio that we offer so that we offer everyone something.
Dr. Hinson, you had an interesting challenge too, which was to forge a lot of community support back in your day. Yeah, there was always pride in, oh, we have a two-year community college here in Tallahassee. But as I recall, your community outreach efforts were pretty considerable to make sure that every aspect of this community was hooked into TCC and would actually celebrate and become fans of the school.
Yes, one of the things that I'm extremely pleased with is that we started the TCC Foundation during my tenure. And, of course, the fruition of that is this marvelous accomplishment of raising $13 million in the fundraising drive. It was hardly imaginable back then that that could occur. The foundation, though, was an arm for bringing in leading citizens in the community to associate formally with the college and to start an outreach to the community in that way.
And Dr. Weatherall, as a leading lawmaker as well as a former college and university president, how do you get the Florida legislature to buy in on this too?
Well, actually, it's easier in a community college than it is a university, if you want to know the truth of the matter. You know, there are, well, I guess there are 11 state, maybe 12 now. I don't know how many they've got. But there are 28 community colleges in the state. So almost every legislator has a community college in their legislative district. Not all of them have a university, and certainly not a University of Florida or Florida State, a graduate research university. So finding money in the community college system from a legislative perspective sometimes is easier than a university perspective. So you have to build a program, but I think as long as you have the community colleges with an open door, and I hope they never lose that as they move forward with these four-year programs, however they come about them, and you're helping students and helping people in a, quote, legislator's district, then they become very sympathetic. And if you can get a little creative with how you help them help themselves, then you can do pretty good.
Let's talk about that access. That's a really good point, because this past week, a real leader, a monumental guy when it comes to higher education policy in the state of Florida, Charlie Reid, the former chancellor of what was then the Board of Regents, not the Board of Governors, which we have right now, passed away at his home up in New Jersey. And he went on from Florida, where he was, I think he started out as chief of staff to Governor Bob Graham, and got then into the higher education realm. And then was lured away by California, which is where he finally wound up. But I recall him talking very passionately about the need for greater educational access in Florida. As wonderful as Bright Futures scholarships are, and so many people have benefited from this, it is not primarily a needs-based program. And Dr. Reid was almost apoplectic about this. He was convinced that the students of Florida would be better served with a needs-based scholarship program and not the one that we have now. What are your thoughts on that, gentlemen, if I could kind of toss that out?
Well, let me start. Charlie Reid was – I knew him before he was chief of staff. You know, he was a budget lobbyist for Ralph Turlington and a darn good one, but took time to give some of us very early in our career some guidance as to how the legislative system would work. I have a great debt of gratitude to Charlie Reid. But that was the goal, was to make sure that students – not everybody can afford to pack their car, live in the dorm, paint their face, and go to the game on Saturday. They have other lives to live in too many cases. So they had to fit college into their life, either financially or from time commitments. And Florida early on said we were going to put a community college within driving distance of every citizen in the state, and in fact did that. So that has been part of our DNA from the very creation of the community college system, and we still talk about it today. I was on a conference call with the Council of Presidents, and our goal for the legislature is keep open access, keep the ball rolling in that regard. So all of that's terribly important. I want to make one other point, though. In Tallahassee, I think all of us probably can tell our own stories, but you are, in fact, the whole community college system for the legislature when they're in town. You know, they only read the local newspaper. And if you make good news, then the community colleges make good news. If you make not so good news, then community colleges make not so good news. Your audit is on the front page of the Tallahassee Democrat, and people tend to, rightly or wrongly, move that to all the colleges. And I think over time, I'm very proud. I think we've done a spectacular job of delivering good product in a timely way and being straightforward with it in the newspapers and elsewhere. So the legislators have a spot in their heart for the Tallahassee Community College. I know that.
Well, does that, Dr. Murdaugh, put a little bit more pressure? You're kind of the poster child for the other 27, or?
It does. It absolutely does. I mean, and we'll get telephone calls from the legislature or the governor's office from time to time, and that's good. Luckily, we have collectively put together a pretty darn good story to tell, and we welcome that sort of spotlight on us, if you will. But yeah, it creates different pressures than I think those folks in South Florida feel.
Yeah. And what about that access issue? Is that something that perhaps should be addressed in a legislative format? Or how do you go about doing that to make sure that there always is a great pool of potential students for TCC and other schools?
Well, access, as Dr. Law said, it is in our DNA. And when you have had the privilege of working at a community college and looking in the eyes of a student who tells you that you were able to help them change their life because you gave them access to a higher education that they would not have otherwise gotten, when you have that kind of an experience, it will change you and it will reinforce the fact that what we do is noble work.
Remedial programs, Dr. Hinson, I think that came to be – I think – was that under your administration where TCC had to kind of backfill for some of the public school deficiencies or whatever?
It existed already, but it was certainly enhanced by the existence of the community colleges. The state of Florida was a leader nationally in the establishment of community colleges in every community in the state. When you are a student in high school, you haven't experienced that before. And sometimes experience is a good teacher. So you don't do your best work sometimes in the first try at it. So you come to a community college and take remedial work, and you're a little bit more mature, a little bit more serious. You have more specialized instruction, specifically designed to bring out the best in students. And that has yielded extremely good results, as we see students who start in the remedial studies program, then graduating in the academic program, and then going on to universities and faring just as well as those who gained entrance through their earlier academic prowess.
And Dr. Weatherall, there was some other access issue that we haven't talked about, that when Tallahassee, then Tallahassee Junior College, TCC, came to be back in 1966, the public school system in Florida was still undergoing desegregation, actually, and Tallahassee's community college from its inception was open access racially.
Yes. The community college system, from a community standpoint and an inclusion standpoint of not just African-American students but other students, has been one of the strong points all along. As the Florida legislature moved to the Common Core numbering system, then you could predetermine, you know, where students were in a math or English or whatever, and that's what Jim was talking about. It became obvious that some students needed some help before they tried to take on, it used to be math 105, I think it's 1130 or 33 or something now. So you had a common benchmark for which to work with. And as you included more students from different backgrounds, different areas, in South Florida, you had a large Hispanic Cuban population move in. You had English as a second language, which became a primary language. Had a host of issues that you had to deal with in the public school system. But as they graduated into the community college system or pre-university part, those issues had to be addressed. And, you know, I mean, to bring students in, let's just take some Hispanic or Cuban students who didn't speak any English, came over on a boat, and to say, okay, you graduated from high school this year, but it takes a lot of us, and I'm 70, and I'm not sure I can do English just yet myself, but to try and expect them to perform on the same level of a natural student going through was unfair. So the idea of remediation wasn't just for somebody that didn't have the academic ability. They were coming to it from a different perspective than, I'll say, a normal Florida student. So it provided a unique challenge for the community college system and opened up a whole different set of academic programs in remediation, or whether it became adult ed and adult GEDs and those kind of options. That the community colleges, I think, stepped up to the table and quite well did an excellent job in providing for those students whatever they needed in that regard.
Terrific point. 414-1234, our number here in Tallahassee. Let's go to line one. That's where Kurt awaits. Hi, Kurt. Welcome to Perspectives.
How are you?
Real good, thank you.
Well, I wanted to point out what I thought was one of the great things about TCC. I was a unintentional alum, because I wanted to go off to school. And I was third in my class, special distinction, National Honor Society. It seemed like a shoe-in. And then, horror of horrors, they lost my SAT scores. And this was back before, you know, class action lawsuits or this type of thing. And I was an isolated case, so I didn't have a whole lot of people. There was no outrage or anything except for me. And nobody would touch me. FSU wouldn't take me. Auburn wouldn't take me. Any of the places I wanted to go wouldn't take me. And the only place that would take me was TCC. And the other school said, well, if you go there for a while and everything's fine, then we'll let you in. They didn't care about all the A's. They didn't care about the great high school record. It was all that SAT score. So I had no choice, but I went to TCC. And what I discovered was, not only did I save a ton of money by doing that, but also the worst classes that you can take in big universities are that first year. and some also in the second year, but especially the first year, because you go in there and the auditoriums have 150, maybe 200 students. And if you try to have access to a teacher because you don't understand something, well, good luck, get in line, you know. And oftentimes the teacher is a TA, a teaching assistant. So I was very, very fortunate that this mistake occurred, and that it gave me that opportunity to get those grueling classes, biology 101, the harder math classes, language, done in a TCC environment where the class size was only, you know, 28 or 30 students, and the teachers were very accessible there. And now more than ever, because when you get out of college, you often are faced with these humongous college debts. TCC saved a lot of money in that regard, too. It was almost pennies on the dollar for what some of these other institutions charge. I won't say that, dimes on the dollar. anyway, I just wanted to put that 2 cents in worth, because, you know, that was something I had from personal experience. And like I said, you know, I was a little bit snobbish at first about going to TCC, but I realized it was very valuable. And the big key to success at TCC, by the way, is attend every class and do your homework. Yeah. You're going to get A's and B's because you're trying, and you just need to be prepared.
I think you have fans here amongst the four presidents of Tallahassee Community College. They're nodding their heads in assent. Kurt, thank you so much for your input on that. Gentlemen, it sounds like a proud TCC alum right there.
Absolutely.
Of which there have been. What has been the total enrollment? Has anyone done that since the inception of the institution? How many people have been through TCC?
You know, I'm sure we have, but I couldn't tell you the number off the top of my head. It's a big number.
We'll crunch the numbers during the upcoming break and get back to you on that one. We have the four presidents of Tallahassee Community College with us here on Perspectives since all the way back in 1983. And your input is welcome to at 414-1234, 800-926-8809. Share your favorite TCC story with us as we mark the school's golden anniversary right here on WFSU's Perspectives. A Tallahassee Community College retrospective par excellence today on Perspectives with the presidents consisting of Jim Henson, T.K. Wetherill, Bill Law, and Jim Murdaugh, the current TCC president here with us on Perspectives. And we are joined by Judy on line two. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Tom. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. And I just want to say that community colleges are one of Florida's, if not the most, and best idea ever. I was a high school student that, due to dire family circumstances, I couldn't transition into college. For years, I had this burning desire to go, and as your fine educators there can attest, when you become an adult, there's a kind of hesitation because you're afraid you're going to feel stupid or be made to feel stupid. But when that intensity grew, I marched myself to Dayton.
Oop, I think she just dropped off. Let's see. I wish I could have found out when Judy attended so one of you guys could claim credit for her wonderful experience. But maybe we can find out when Roy went to TCC. He's on line three. Hey, Roy.
Hi, guys. How y'all doing today?
Hey, we're doing great. Thank you.
I would like to return to a topic, Tom, that you raised a few minutes ago. The tension between being a vocational institution and being a liberal arts education institution. For better or for worse, maybe, whatever, I'd like to start off by asking each of the presidents there the most basic question of all. What is the purpose of higher education? Why have it at all? And I would like to follow that up by saying, you know, there is a perception in the community that TCC is becoming primarily a vocational education and institution. I mean, you hear about things like truck driver schools, for example, but enrollment in the history department, for example, is down something like 40%. Why? Because you can go through a 2 or 4 year college in Florida and never take a history class. So what's going on? What's TCC going to be?
Okay.
I'd like to hear all of you all talk about it.
Let's go around the table and find out. And since we have a historic perspective on this, it could be part of the changing role of the community college based on what happens before in primary and secondary school, and then what happens afterwards when it comes to moving on to a four-year or post-grad situation or whatever else. Dr. Hinson, just start with you. Changing role there, again, that tension we talked about earlier between the vocational aspect and the liberal arts aspect.
Well, there certainly is a changing role, but TCC was for many years primarily an academic institution, a college transfer institution. We had the lively vocational school here that handled a lot of the vocational programs, and TCC had some in the areas of nursing, dental hygiene, some of those programs, but it did not have the ones that would be duplicated at the vocational school. So the large percentage of our enrollment was college transfer enrollment. Through the years, that has expanded a great deal. Of course, the acquisition of the law enforcement program added a great deal to that, and then the needs of the community that were not being met otherwise, the community college is there and is very quick to meet those needs. But TCC was known originally as a quality academic institution and transferred literally thousands of students to the academic programs. And my time at TCC, you could not go through without having a history program.
Dr. Weatherall, I guess it was kind of during your era that this move towards more of a vocational-oriented approach took. Like in the legislature, I remember that drive that you should be able to get a degree in 4 years. We don't want to carry you for six.
Well, there's a lot of students who stay because depending on how the football team's doing at a given moment in time. But going back to, I think, the original question, in my mind, the word community in community college is more than just a word. It's a concept. You have 28, quote, community colleges in the state of Florida. What is necessary in Tallahassee may not be what you need in Madison County or may not be what you need in the Keys or something like that. So I think the whole concept when the community colleges were set up was multifaceted. One, to meet the needs of access. There's no doubt about that. But two, the access of a given community was different. Some students were going to go to Daytona Beach Community College or St. Pete and transfer to the University of Florida. I don't know why you'd do that, but go to Florida State or somewhere like that. Other students really were looking for a job, some additional training, maybe bookkeeping, maybe court reporting, maybe an LPN program, dental hygienist, that. Those were all legitimate programs. So the purpose of higher education from a community college standpoint is totally different than a public research graduate university like Florida State University. And that's why the community colleges were set up. I think for a lot of us, when you see the name changing to State College at such and such or such, we get a little bit concerned that we don't lose that community part of the college, because in my mind, that is very, very important, that whole access. And in all honesty, you know, some people I don't put down vocational programs or technology programs. There's some people just don't want a four-year degree. They want to be the best bricklayer going or a technician in healthcare or something like that. So there's really nothing wrong with it. And I think one of the jobs that we have as a president, or you have, is to make sure students feel good about themselves regardless of which program they choose to go into. That's their decision. So the goal of the community colleges, in my mind, is to be there and meet those needs for those students. And in any given community, some of the issues they face in Dade County, we simply don't have in Leon County. Or some of the issues that maybe Jefferson County or Wakulla County have, they can't relate to in Broward County or somewhere. So it's not wrong, it's just different, and different is not bad.
Your thoughts, Dr. Law?
Well, I'm increasingly on the vocational side. I think community colleges, we know how to teach English, we know how to teach history, we know how to transfer students to the four-year schools, and I think that's a great thing. I have a great liberal arts education. I studied in Europe, did the whole deal. But times change. It's a different world than it was 50 years ago when the college was first started. And the best part of Tallahassee Community College is it has mirrored those changes as demands from the community have come forward and said, we need more of these kinds of well-educated people to work in healthcare. It's not just nurses in healthcare. I'll bet you have 10 or 12 programs in healthcare, radiology technology, respiratory technology. I mean, you go through the whole list. So you have all those. I saw last week in the Tallahassee Democrat I think it's a celebration. The TurboCore is in town and doing spectacularly well. 200 jobs. They're expanding. They came because they needed Tallahassee Community College to train the people who were going to work at TurboCore. Okay, they wouldn't be here if Tallahassee Community College hadn't agreed to do that. So it's a moment of great pride. But again, it's very, very high-tech training that they get. This is not shade tree mechanics that we're training. These are people who work with bench-level tolerances for big manufacturing equipment. So I think it's a wonderful thing. We're still heading in that direction. I think we'll see more of it rather than less of it.
Yeah, and even our shade tree mechanics, it really can't figure out what's going on with cars nowadays.
So, anymore.
Yeah, you need advanced degrees in computer technology for that. But I'm sure, Dr. Murdaugh, you feel the same pressure there too. And now we have $10,000 four-year degrees. At least Governor Scott has really been making that a mantra of his whole education policy there. And TCC, let's face it, it's all competitive.
Well, it is, Tom. But if you don't mind, I'd like to kind of follow through on the gentleman's comment because as the sitting president, let me just first say I think his observation is not off the mark, meaning that there is a lot of conversation in the community about what TCC is doing in the area of workforce. Like my colleagues here, I don't think that's a bad thing. I think us being relevant, and I'll use that word again, meaning that we're here to meet the needs of the people who hire our graduates, is incredibly important. But the reason it's being talked about is that when you expand and do better and transfer more students in your AA programs, that's not really newsworthy. When you create a brand new program to meet a need of the community that wasn't being met before, like commercial truck driving, it's newsworthy. We are not losing our core love for and commitment to those who come to us for associate in arts degrees. And so I don't want people to think that. But what we are doing is we are expanding the portfolio and we are meeting the needs of the people who hire our graduates. And I don't think it's a bad thing. I think anything we do, back to TK's point about the word community, we are a community institution as well as a community college. And meeting those needs is incredibly important to us. The history question, I will tell you, I couldn't agree more. I think everybody needs more history. However, that was a legislative decision. That wasn't a Tallahassee Community College decision. We want students to take history, but the balance of what we're able to offer in the core education areas now underwent a little bit of a shift. But anyway, I'm glad he's paying attention to the conversation in the community. I appreciate that.
All right. Speaking of community here, before we get back to substantive public policy and educational policy matters, does anyone have any good stories about Dot Binger? Number three employee hired by TCC back in the late 60s and honored by the Florida Cabinet and Governor Scott this week with the Champion of Service Award at the Florida Cabinet meeting. But I think she worked with all you guys, didn't she?
No.
She had already retired when I got there, and she was very well met. I remember coming by my office to introduce herself to me, and she's a delightful person.
I will tell you, the most impactful thing during the 50th, when we did our video of the 50th, was the interview that was done with Dot, where she said, "We should never forget our founders." And it was one of the most profound and well-delivered points, I think, that came out of our 50th, because that is certainly what happened. We have been reminded of the shoulders that we get to stand on today.
And that fabulous video, by the way, people ought to go on YouTube and check that out. That's just terrific. Off to line one again. Hello, Peter. Welcome to Perspectives.
Hi. I was calling two quick questions. One, I came to Tallahassee in the mid-'80s, and as a former architect and a dedicated swimmer, and TCC had a new indoor swimming pool, which pretty quickly was taken away. And I heard the rumor was that it couldn't be fixed. And I'm like, what? They can't fix a brand new pool? So I was curious about that. And the other question was, how do these notorious for-profit institutions take people, get people in paying all these, building up a great amount of debt when TCC has all these programs that these other places advertise to offer?
Oh, well, thank you. Well, let's start with Dr. Murdaugh there, because TCC took over a program that a private university that had foundered here in the area. What was the deal on that?
Well, we didn't take it over. Across the country, ITT closed abruptly. I'm sure Bill dealt with this in St. Petersburg as well. Our team, I'm so proud of our team. Our team reached out instantly to try to see what we could do to help the students who were affected by that. We were able to help some, and we were not able to help some. But the effort that we made to try to help those students redirect and continue their educational path was, in my opinion, pretty remarkable. Now, I can't speak to the swimming pool. That was long before my time.
Yeah. I see. Okay. Dr. Henson, you know anything about the unfixable?
I know a great deal about it.
I think his lips are sealed. off to line two, Terry joins us here on Perspectives. Hi, Terry.
How you doing?
Hey, real good. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I just wanted to call in. I've worked under all four presidents that are on the show. I had the privilege to do that. I started at TCC in 1987. I just happen to be at lunch right now, but I want to answer Roy's question about why you can get through TCC now without taking a history. That was a decision made at the state level. In fall of 2015, the state implemented what we refer to as a state core in all of the general education areas, and history simply became an option, not a requirement. So it wasn't TCC's decision to do away with that. Up until then, we required two history classes and felt very good about that. So just wanted to share that information and say thanks to all four presidents.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay. And before you get back to lunch, okay. Terry, which of the four presidents is your favorite?
The one that's paying my salary right now. So, I'm just kidding. Obviously not. Talk to you later.
Yeah, well, see, he's a graduate of TCC's world-famous diplomacy program, and we should get out a plug for that. Gentlemen, just a few minutes remaining in the show. Just if we could do a quick roundtable here. Your personal vision here for the future, if you had your druthers, if President Henson, you were back in the driver's seat again, what would you like to see for the next, 15, 20 years at Tallahassee Community College?
Well, we have mentioned the open door, and I would certainly like to see Tallahassee Community College and the other community colleges of the state of Florida maintain the open door access to higher education. I think that is critical. We've mentioned the expansion of occupational programs, and of course that meets community needs, and there is no one better able to do that than the community college, because they can move very quickly to meet whatever need comes up in the community. I am very pleased with the way community colleges are operating at the present time, and I'd like to see them just simply maintain their standard of quality that it currently exists.
Very good. Just for a moment, Dr. Weatherall, any thought you have there?
Well, I share Jim's feeling. I think the community colleges have to be very diligent in protecting the open door as they're under more and more pressure with four-year programs, and there's going to be entrance requirements and all that to do that. So I think the open door policy. In terms of the whole vocational technical training, I think that's a field that the community colleges are well suited to deal with. I'm hopeful that with a new superintendent and school board at TCC and Lively can come together and find a common ground out there, because I believe the same successes would happen with the merger there that happened with the Law Enforcement Academy. The public school system is under so much pressure with students and to deal with FCAT and all the stuff they have to deal with. I just think there's a better solution for the community. So I hope that can happen, and maybe they can find that history course so we can explain the Electoral College to somebody. I don't know.
Don't mean to leave you off, Dr. Law and Dr. Murdaugh, but it looks like we have plumb run out of time.
Thanks
here.
Thanks so much.
Folks,
thanks,
Jim Henson, T.K. Weatherill, Bill Law, and Jim Murdaugh, the four presidents of Tallahassee Community College, thank you all for coming in on Perspectives. Produced by WFSU-FM in Tallahassee, Taylor Cox and Lydell Ross, I'm Tom Flanagan. Next week, we will be talking about something coming up at TCC in the future. Stick around.
Audio copies of Perspectives are available by calling 1-800-829-8809. Log on to WFSU.org for online archives and podcast. Perspectives is a production of 88.9 WFSU-FM, Tallahassee.